1-800-878-7748, anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
It's 6:58, coming up after our Pride Profile at the top of the hour, keeping it real with Will and Willie, Will Durst, Willie Brown, and Paul Wells. Good morning, guys. It is Friday.
Yes, Friday. It's a beautiful day, too. The sun is shining, and Gay Pride Weekend has filled the city with lots of people driving in rented convertibles, holding hands.
But it's Friday.
Yes.
That was the important part of Andrew Jordan's introduction. It is Friday. And if people are going to stay in town, or they're coming to town, or they're getting out of town, doesn't matter what town we're talking about, it's going to be a good one.
And we have a great show today. We'll have Mike Isikoff from Newsweek magazine. Congressman George Miller will be joining us. Michelle from Queer Channel, our weekend show. They have a special program on Saturday night as well as Sunday this weekend. And from the Center for Responsible Politics and OpenSecrets.org, we have Massey Rich.
Center for Responsible Politics. That's
yes.
Kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they follow the money, and we'll follow the money because that's one of Willie Brown's favorite subjects, you know.
All here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 7 to 10 every morning, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Look forward to it, guys. That is the Progressive News Hour for today. More news, downloadable audio, 24-7 at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco. It is 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special report from 960 The Quake News, celebrating Pride 2006.
I hated high school.
Young people taking back the word queer. I'm Andy Jordan, and in this Pride profile, Lyric provides music to the ears of young LGBT and questioning youth in the Bay Area, the voice of a mentor.
It's not us that are queer, it's these fools around us that are queer.
Yeah.
They are really queer. And now Linda and I, my partner's got all white hair, even though she's 6 years younger than me. And, you know, people look at us just two old women. You know, they don't do nothing.
Young and old come together, just one of the projects of a little lavender building in the Castro. The Lavender Youth Recreation and Information Center at 127 Collingwood. It's the address. The mission is being a beacon.
It really is to create a beacon for queer youth, for questioning youth, to have a place to be themselves.
Director Jody Schwartz calls it a safe space for support, for fun. But 10% of the young people who walk through the door call themselves straight. At Lyric, there's no pressure, but there is conversation.
We're not talking to one another, and one of the things I really want to do is make sure we build those bridges between generations. We have a lot of different kind of families in our community, and it's really important that we figure out a way to really create a community family.
At San Francisco Pride, Friday the 23rd, a picnic for that family, 3 to 6 in Dolores Park, the Lyric Lounge with spoken word at the Eureka Valley Rec Center, and a dance Friday night, a booze-free alternative so young LGBT people can feel a part of Pride as well, part of a larger Lyric mission of helping young people find their voice.
Many of the youth who come through our door, they come through, you can hardly hear them. They're talking so softly. Their heads are down. Their heads are hidden behind hoods. They're so inside themselves, and I just see them every day. I see youth blossom. They're standing tall. They're smiling. They're laughing. They're talking with, you know, a really strong voice.
I sense that the whole language of hate was very different for you growing up. And I noticed you used the word queer, and you said it how weird. And as you know, we're kind of reclaiming that word.
Yes. This country thrives on division and thrives on keeping us separate and suspicious of one another and teach us hate. And it's our job, I believe, as radicals, to teach people about love in its truest form, not fear.
You can hear these special Pride reports all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., and they're available for download as well at our website, quakeradio.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
5 minutes now past 7 o'clock. This report brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Problems getting out of San Francisco. Southbound 101 at Oyster Point, South San Francisco. Look out for an accident blocking the two right lanes. Stop and go traffic through there. Two car accidents slowing you down. Livermore, westbound 580 before Livermore Avenue. It's over on the shoulder. Slow traffic on your Bay Bridge upper deck approach. Metering lights are on. You're going to find backups from the end of the parking lot. Also, two car fender bender westbound 80 right before Highway 4 out in Hercules. It is a spare the air day. Free rides for you. All BART trains are on time. For oil changes and routine maintenance, including serpentine belts and fuel filters, air filters, and even wiper blades, nobody does it like Jiffy Lube. I'm Andy Jordan. 6 minutes now past 7 o'clock. Keeping it real with Will and Willie is on 960 The Quake.
Republican to Democrat. He was the only one.
Republicans, Democrats, and everything else this morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie at 7:06. And good morning. We are back at the Hotel Vitale today.
Yes, we are.
I got to tell you that it was fun being up in the Castro yesterday.
For the first hour and a half, it was fun. And then the sun started beating down.
I didn't notice the sun at all.
Brutal sun.
I didn't notice the sun at all.
Someone was arranging an umbrella and then
such
a hat,
an appreciative audience.
It was a great crowd.
Such
the cafe floor.
Incredible. It was really well done. I thought that the choice of the location and the quality of the guests, the mayor, the district attorney, and the people from Queer Channel, or the tour guide, all of those people is just incredible.
Hell, you really got a plaque welcome. Yesterday.
Yes, it was fun, as a matter of fact, and to be on the streets of San Francisco in the outside was good. But it's all right to be home, too.
Man, I was seeking air conditioning yesterday.
Oh, you were, huh?
Yes.
You know, I won't go out at night and eat unless you have air conditioning, though. I call the restaurants and remind them.
I do. Call them in advance.
It's two things, tablecloths and air conditioning. I don't eat where there are no tablecloths, and I don't eat where there's no air conditioning.
Well, Paul last night ate at the Joe DiMaggio's, the Chop House, a new place that's opening up.
Yes, Jeff. Well, Dudum is one of our guests this morning. Jeff
that
opened
that new
restaurant.
They're giving away free meals.
That was a free dinner last night. Yeah.
Will was supposed to go and he didn't, and you missed out. It was fabulous.
It's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolute gorgeous place. It's I toured it a couple of days ago, and they were obviously putting the final touches and doing the cleaning. But I'm telling you, the memorabilia that's on the walls in the form of all those incredible photographs. Well, and they are, I mean, just right out of DiMaggio's personal library.
It's the same people who did McCovey's in Walnut Creek, right?
It's the same people, but you've got to understand
Crosby's,
it's a totally different deal, though. Mm-hmm. Those two places reflect obviously the inspiration of the personality associated with them. This particular place not only does the baseball personality, but you can actually see the transition of how America moved from something like Seal Stadium and the mentality of Seal Stadium into the big time of glamour and Hollywood, automobiles and suits and all the kinds of things that go with it. And then to have the Tony Bennett Room, which is one of the facilities there, and then to have the beach room, and then to have the baseball little insignias in all of the various dividers. It's just incredible.
Cool.
It's just absolutely incredible.
So it's more a suit place than McCovey's is.
Oh, well, San Francisco is more of a suit place than Walnut
Creek is.
Thank you.
They did a beautiful job in this new North Beach restaurant. Jeff Dudem will be one of our guests this morning.
Who else is coming on?
Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Here at 960 The Quake, will also speak to Representative George Miller. You know, the minimum wage, they didn't raise that in Congress. Kept that at the $5.15 an hour.
And so far, the Democrats are old for whatever.
Yes, what
they look like Roger Clemens.
Yes, yesterday in the Senate, Willie Brown.
Well, in the Senate, they had the debate on the two proposed amendments that would have directed the federal government under the leadership of George Bush to get the troops out of Iraq. One would have had an exact date of sometimes in mid-2007, and the other would have had a phase operation of pulling the troops out. Pulling the troops out.
But they were both non-binding.
Totally non-binding. It was an expression of where you think the American people.
One was soon, one was later, and one was subsequently. I mean, you know, they were all generic. Both of them were generic. One was quicker, that's all. And that one lost, what, 86 to 13?
86 to 13. That was the one that was sponsored by Feingold and Kerry. And the people
and
voted for that. Yes, and the people who voted for that were at least those three. And I don't know who the other 10
were. That was about it.
I don't know who the other 10 were. But on the side of where it's 60 to 39, one Republican crossed over and matched with 38 Democrats.
Lincoln Chafee from Rhode Island, who's not really a Republican.
He's also in a very tough contest, and that particular state is rabid anti-war. So,
and the Democrats who bounced over were both Nelsons, the one from Florida and the one from Nebraska, Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, but she's not a real Democrat. She's, you know, a Louisiana Democrat is like
Orange
Republican.
County Republican.
Yeah. And then, of course, the guy from Connecticut who led the charge.
Joe Lieberman. The former vice presidential candidate, I'm mad at. By the way, he is in a tough race as well because that state...
The primary?
Yes, that state happens to be, pro getting the troops out of Iraq. And this is not about anything other than that. It's whether or not you want the troops there. It's interesting, the debate was not whether or not you're for or against the war. For the Republicans, they maintained that it was a demonstration of your commitment to following Bush's leadership on what they call the war. The Democrats made it very clear that they are for the troops, they support the troops, but they believe that the policies of this administration have led to countless loss of lives, an incredible loss of standing in the eyes of the world for this government and for this nation, and that it is time that we exited and got out of there, either in 2007 or as soon as it is feasibly possible to so do.
But the Republicans kind of painted it as, you don't support the troops.
Only.
They die for nothing.
That's exactly what they said. As a matter of fact, Bill Frist said it was a surrender.
Yes.
It was not a pullout of the troops. And I think that is a misreading of the American public by the Republicans. I do believe that the business of trying to conduct that war, as they call it a war, is not where the American people really want to be. I think the American people want us out of Iraq.
And then today, coincidentally, seven guys in Miami, five of them Americans, were caught in an alleged plot meant to be greater than 911. Now, these guys don't look serious. They didn't have any bombs. They didn't have anything. They wanted to blow up the Sears Tower. But I just find
that's the allegation.
The allegation.
You don't know whether or not any of that's true. As a matter of fact, my guess is you test them. Probably half of those guys won't know what a Sears Tower is. Because they were pretty, that was a pretty motley group. They said,
sketchy.
They stay inside of the warehouse all day, and they come out at night and exercise. Well, that doesn't sound like anything. It was a couple of, some bats. That doesn't sound like
that. Possums,
yeah. And then they said, then the way we caught these guys is that one among them was actually put there by us. A la the way they used to infiltrate.
He was supposed to be the Al Qaeda guy.
Yeah. They said, they said kind of, he was the infiltrator.
Wait. Maybe he was supposed to be the Al Qaeda guy. He was supposed to
be. Yeah, because they weren't Al Qaeda.
So he said, I'm Al Qaeda and I'll tell you what to do? I mean.
Well, they came to him because they wanted him to get all the equipment and stuff. He was going to be. He was going to be the trigger man to get everything.
And he went to Target to buy
Kevlar. But I just find the timing, very convenient for the Republicans,
I think
in the middle of the war drumbeat.
It's going to continue that way for the remainder of the year. Every week, every 10 days, there's going to be something. But the Republicans are having some bad luck because also today, Ralph Reed now. You know, the Paragon, et cetera, has lined his pockets, allegedly, with $5.3 million from the hat guy.
Mr. Abramoff?
Yes.
Yes, that's one of the things Michael Isikoff will talk to us about in the next
hour. That's good, and we need to discuss that because it was $5.3 million is what the numbers are for the deal. And then
is that for one of those Indian casino deals?
Well, they related to his representation of the Indian casinos. But I got to tell you, I represent an Indian casino and ain't nothing like that.
You didn't get 5.3, did you?
No. Not even .3. I mean, way down the scale. Yeah, but those are California tribes. Those are not the bizarre kind of people that are doing the numbers. And I don't think any of the 54 tribes in California who have casinos would be included in any of that. It may be even up to 58 or 59 now, but it's all part of the deal, I guess. But $5.3 million, a lot.
That's hard to explain.
Also, America still
doesn't fit in the freezer.
No. America is still plagued with these suspected corporate scandals. There is now focused attention on the largest hedge fund in the nation. SEC is finally getting around to investigating it, only after apparently one of the investigators, lawyers who had been part of the agency, been part of the group checking it out for a long time, on 18 separate occasions had requested the SEC to investigate the transaction.
18 times?
Over how many years? And they had declined each time.
Declined.
Finally, when he was before the Senate, after having left whatever agency he was working for, they have now decided, according to the New York Times, to at least check it. But it is the most respected of all the hedge funds. It is the big hedge fund. It is the hedge funds that, $7 billion or so dollars. So it's a real...
It's the one that cuts the swath. It's the icebreaker.
Yeah. And then my cousin got fired.
What?
My cousin.
Which cousin?
Larry Brown.
Oh, with 3 years left on his contract, though.
$40 million.
Bad golden parish.
The funny part about it is that he was brought in because the Knicks were in a little bit of trouble. And they went from being dysfunctional to chronically inept.
I was thinking you were going to say warrior-like.
No. They went from being dysfunctional to chronically inept. You know, that's really... I didn't figure there was anything below dysfunctional. But I was trying to remember how that writer put it. And it was all my cousin. He only lasted 331 days. He didn't even...
He was only
inaugurated last July. He was in Seoul.
And he got a four-year deal. A big money, too.
So he gets $40 million left on his contract, doesn't have to work for it.
That's what I want.
God bless America.
I want us to get to that point
where we
get five-year contracts, then they fire us.
When I see him at Thanksgiving, when the family Thanksgiving, he should pay.
Now, you'll like our first guest, Mr. Mayor, because Massey Rich is part of the Center for Responsible Politics. It's a nonpartisan, nonprofit research group
based in Washington, D.C., that tracks money in politics.
And you think I will like him?
You might. Oh, I see what he has to say. They also have open secrets.
All these months of working together, and you think I want another investigator, snitch? No way.
I don't know if it's an investigator or snitch, but we'll find out.
All right.
718, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Hurry in to Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
1960, The Quake. Listener-supported radio without the pledge drives. Thanks for your support of Progressive Talk in the Bay Area. 960, The Quake.
Trying to make it real compared to what...
You're dialed in to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning on this Friday at 722. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and our guest is part of the Center for Responsible Politics in Washington, D.C. They track money in politics. We're going to follow the money with Massey Rich. Good morning and welcome to 960 The Quake.
Good morning. It's great to be here. We are the Center for Responsive Politics. We're all for responsible politics as well, but officially our name is Center for Responsive Politics, and most people know us through our website, opensecrets.org, where they can do all this investigation themselves.
And you won a 2006 Webby Award?
We did, the Oscars of the Internet. This was our third in 10 years, and we picked it up just a couple weeks ago. We're very pleased to be named the best politics site online.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hello, Mr. Rich. This is Willie Brown. How are you?
Well, Mr. Mayor, I heard you before the break, and I must say this was a ruse to get you on the line so we could do more some investigation. You don't have to worry, though.
I would have.
You don't run for Congress, won't touch you. We only concern ourselves with federal elections.
Listen, I would have assumed that. I would have assumed that the phones are tapped. You know me. I suffer from serious paranoia. They are after me.
Well, we all have good reason to think that, I guess. I read the newspapers this morning about the latest area that the government is looking into, our bank accounts. Fortunately, they won't find much in mine at the nonprofit organization I work for. But
what's the story, if you will, on why the delay in the Voting Rights Act extension?
Why the delay?
Yeah.
Well, it's not an issue that we've been following that closely. There are certainly those that do. It does seem a little unusual that an act that's been renewed over and over and over and that gets to basic freedoms about voting is being delayed. I think one hang-up is it's getting caught up in this immigration debate, like every other issue seems to be touched by immigration, and whether ballots can be printed in a language other than English. Those of you in California, and I used to live there myself, know that you can get your ballot, you can get your DMV driving test in pretty much any language you want. But there are some folks who think that if you're going to vote for the American government, you need to speak English and know how to read it. And that's one provision that's hanging this up, I think.
Is it possible that's just being used as a ruse for the voting machines to get placed?
I'm sure you can find all sorts of people who would speculate on the various reasons behind it. We're focused solely on where the money in politics goes, the campaign contributions, the lobbying, and with all the scandals going on right now, we've got plenty to do just thinking about that.
Massey Rich is our guest. He's from the Center for Responsive Politics and OpenSecrets.org. And campaign financing, what is the federal money that you're looking at right now? Where is the money going?
Well, it's coming from all places and it's going all places. I mean, every year we set new records. Right now for the congressional elections coming up in November, the candidates and their campaigns have raised more than $672 million. That's distributed among about 1,200 candidates. The national parties, of course, raise hundreds of million dollars themselves. The Democrats are showing some promise on the Senate side. They're actually raising more than the Republicans. Traditionally, Republicans have always been better at this than the Democrats, but the Senate Democrats in particular are raising a lot of money for their campaigns. It's coming from all sorts of places. What we do is we take all the publicly disclosed data about contributions, the larger ones, $200 or more, and we code it based on where people work, where they live, that sort of thing, so we can say which industries in particular are trying to influence elections. Number one right now, lawyers and law firms, always a traditionally big giver. They tend to lean heavily Democratic, but a lot of money there. Real estate, securities and investment, that's the Wall Street folks, doctors, other members of Congress. This is going to be a competitive election in a lot of places, and so you see these so-called leadership PACs, these political action committees controlled by members of Congress, giving to other members. So members who are in tight races and trying to help them out so that they can stay in Washington. Of course, the incumbency rate is about 98%. It's very hard to unseat an incumbent, and we don't expect that to go down considerably in November.
Your organization, Massey, doesn't engage in any recommendations vis-a-vis campaign finance laws, do you?
That's for the most part true. We are a nonpartisan group. We don't advocate for a whole lot in particular, but we're always for more disclosure than less. And there are certainly areas where there could be more transparency in federal elections and federal campaign finance. If you've given $200 or more to a federal election, you know you got to say who you are and give an address and say where you work and what your job is. But after that, we don't really know who asked you to give the money. We don't know where you gave it. We don't know what you were looking to get out of it. Similarly, on the lobbying side, this Jack Abramoff scandal continues to unfold, and there's a lot we don't know from these lobbying forms that are filed only twice a year. You don't know who the lobbyists necessarily are, what they've been doing in their lives that made them so valuable as lobbyists, where they worked in government before. You don't know exactly what they're lobbying on, what they're looking to get out of it. There are many, many areas we feel that disclosure could be beefed up so the public could learn more about how money influences politics.
We're speaking with Massey Rich from the Center for Responsive Politics, and their website is opensecrets.org. He's with us here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. The 527s are making a major impact on elections. Is that happening more and more, or have they pretty much been neutered by the court proceedings?
They absolutely have not been neutered. They're going as strong as ever, I think, though there's still a bit of a cloud hanging over some of their activity and whether they'll be able to continue it. The 527s, they take their name from the tax code, and they are these organizations like the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth on the more conservative side,
right.
Help Sink John Kerry more on the liberal side, MoveOn.org. And this is really where the soft money that was allowed, used to be allowed, has shifted. These were the unlimited large contributions from particularly the most wealthy donors to the national parties. The McCain-Feingold campaign finance reforms that took effect in the 2004 election cut that out. And so these donors found another mechanism. These organizations that are supposed to engage in, if they do any electioneering, it's things like get out the vote and voter registration, that sort of thing. But they also
so the restriction is they can't mention a candidate's name.
As long as they don't mention the candidate in a sort of election context, they can get away with it. So they run these issue ads, some can say sham issue ads, and the fact is that I think a lot of voters, their contact in certain elections is more with those 527s than with the campaigns themselves. They have a tremendous influence. And so the folks who do advocate for reform are saying we've got to rein them in. They're clearly political committees, and they're engaging in campaigning for and against candidates, and this shouldn't be a loophole for the soft money we were trying to get rid of with McCain-Feingold.
All of this, however, would go right out the window, I assume, if suddenly it became clear that public finance is what you are... what we will be having in this nation, would it not?
Well, public financing of elections is certainly something that a lot of people think would solve at least some of the problems, the more significant ones. The outlook for 2008 in the presidential election, where we do have some public financing on a federal level, is that the real serious candidates aren't going to take it, because if you take the federal financing, you have to adhere to certain limits, spending limits. And they don't think they can run an effective campaign in doing so. So the most likely scenario is that the minor party candidates are going to continue to take the financing, and the major party candidates are just going to completely skirt that system, which doesn't give much hope to public financing working. But there are those who do think that it would eliminate some of the problems we have, but money seems to always find an outlet.
First you go from hard money, then you go to soft money, then you go to liquid money.
Right. Money
thanks so much for
something like that. I don't know.
Thanks for joining us, Massey Rich of the Center for Responsive Politics. You guys can contact him, opensecrets.org.
And right now we go back to Andy Jordan in the Quake studios for news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
It is 7:31, time to head to the Crown 4 Traffic Center, Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. This report is brought to you by Sleep Train. All right, Milpitas, westbound 237. You're going to find lots of brake lights between 880 and Great America Parkway up to out to San Rafael, westbound 580 at San Quentin. Look out for a big rig accident. And that's just happened, so not sure what's going on there, but you are going to find delays around San Rafael. Also, southbound 101 at North San Pedro Road, an accident in the center divider not too far away from there as well. It is another Spare the Air Day. That means BART and Muni are free. All BART trains are on time. Go on to Sleep Train today during your 21st anniversary celebration, and you'll pay no interest till 2010. That's right, no down payment and no interest for up to 48 months on approved credit. Find out why Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep. Here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. U.S. government set to argue before a federal judge in San Francisco today that a lawsuit from Electronic Frontier Foundation in the Mission challenging the Bush administration's electronic domestic spying program must be dismissed. The Bush administration argues in legal briefs that the courts can't decide the constitutionality of the president's asserted wartime powers to eavesdrop on Americans without warrant. San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez has been indicted on fraud, bribery, and conspiracy charges in a grand jury probe into a secretly negotiated garbage contract that cost taxpayers more than $11 million. Gonzalez is denying any wrongdoing and is rejecting calls to step down. He is reportedly free on bail now. Six Flags may be selling or closing six of its North American properties, including Six Flags Water World in Concord and Magic Mountain in Valencia. It owns 30. Officials blame lower park attendance and rising cost. States in danger of losing their roller coasters: New York, Colorado, Washington State, and Texas. A man who says he's part of the Seas of David says it's a peaceful Bible study group. The FBI arrested seven members of that group yesterday in Miami for allegedly plotting an attack on Chicago's Sears Tower and other U.S. buildings. What's that? A dot-com startup expanding in San Francisco is this 1999. Dig.com's new expansion allows readers to pick the top stories of the day in business, entertainment, science, and gaming. By the way, it's founded by former tech TVer Kevin Rose. All right, Quake weather, mostly sunny but cooler today in San Francisco at least. Some areas of fog mainly around the coast will keep highs only about 74. Still could see some triple digits in some parts of the East Bay. The valleys out there, a heat advisory for the East Bay interior valleys. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm Andy Jordan on 960 The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST and try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wendy Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hey, I'm Willie Brown.
And I'm Will Durst. We're live here at the Vitale, and we're talking to you about Working Assets Wireless.
An organization that has nationwide implications in terms of quality equal to any of the big guys.
Any of the big guys. And for every dollar you spend with them, they will give a penny, 1% to these charitable organizations that do really good stuff.
Don't take that lightly, because over the last 20 years, it's amounted to $50 million.
Hey! To the ACLU,
Sierra Club.
That's right,
Planned Parenthood of America. All of those organizations doing good things to make the world better.
So go to workingassetswireless.com/quake.
Commemorate, educate, liberate, and celebrate at this year's San Francisco Gay Pride at the Civic Center, June 24th and 25th. Join the Quake all weekend and look for the Quake Hybrid in the Pride Parade that Sunday. Brought to you by the proud sponsor, San Francisco Chronicle, sfgate.com, and 960 AM The Quake. For more info, log on to quakeradio.com.
960 The Quake. Now broadcasting in HD Digital, the next evolution of radio is here. Find out more online at quakeradio.com.
/7:39 on this Friday, June 23rd. Keep it real with Will and Willie. 960 The Quake, and we're at the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, where you can always drop by Monday through Friday and be part of the live broadcast. Hang out in this real comfortable lounge that faces the bay. Sip some coffee or tea. Plug in your laptop and go wireless here, which you
we
can.
We got tea?
Yeah, you can have tea if you don't want the coffee.
I didn't know we had tea.
Yeah. So on that little cart back there.
Tea. And did you also notice that when the Muni lady was here yesterday,
the lovely and talented
when we were
midnight,
out in the Castro,
yes. Muni,
she
Lynch.
Talked about
Maggie Lynch.
Spare the Air Day.
And it's another one today, so it's
and
free.
Free rides. Mm-hmm. I did some checking. Do you know, during the course of any year, there's only 3 days that you can have free rides, so spare the Air Day.
Three is the tops?
Three is max.
And
that's
we're burning
it.
Two
it's
of
over.
Them together.
Yeah. Back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and you know, you can't roll them like, hey, I can afford to pay today, but I can't afford to pay on December 8th. How about me using my spare the Air Day?
Well, what about last year? Do we have any last year?
I don't
can you roll
recall.
Those over, like, minutes?
No, I don't think you can.
So, like, if we don't have any for 2 years, and we can have 9 in 1 year?
That should be the way it is.
Yeah.
How could you get 9? It's only 3 a year.
No, if you don't
two
have...
2 years.
No, yeah, in two years you don't have any, so the third year you get 9.
I see, you get
trying to roll
previous
over.
2 plus 3.
Right.
Yeah, you are good.
I am. It's just math.
You know, I know.
Can we make it an amendment? Can we bring that to the city soups?
Give it to Peskin.
Yeah.
I'm sure that he'll discount it by
and that'll
quarter,
take away another parking spot.
That's right.
God, how many yellow parking spots? You can't park in this town. I got a tailor, right, because I buy these discount suits. This was like a $400 suit. But I bought it at an outlet, and I had to take it to my own tailor. So I take it to the tailor. I'm trying to park. He's right there where Sutter runs into Market. And I'm just all I want to do is drop the suit off. Right? And
get it fitted.
Yeah. Five, 10 minutes tops. No parking spot. I got to go into a lot. I got to drive down one of those parking garages. I got to give it. There's no regular parking meters. There used to be parking meters, but now they're all yellows. They're all truck parking. And the yellow parking meters aren't being used, and they're still double parking in the street.
You citizens are just complaining.
I know.
I heard
or
all
just
that
one
when
complaint
I
over and over.
That's right.
But they are taking all the meters away. And I'm not complaining about raising it to a quarter gets you, a tenth of a minute. I'm not complaining about that. I'm willing to pay the charge. But give me a meter, for crumb's sake. There was a deal when you were mayor. There was a deal that the meter spaces were going to get smaller because cars are getting smaller. So for every six meter spaces, you could end up with seven. They were going to rearrange them. That never happened. That got passed. It never happened.
I think you should put meters on the fire plugs. So many people park there, too. Put meters in the bus zones. So many people park there. I think you should put meters all over.
What are they charging now for a bus zone violation? $250?
$250.
What's a fire plug?
Somewhere in the same neighborhood. Yeah. Plus, they can drag your car off from either one of those spaces, and that's an even more expensive little experience to have. I don't know if you've ever gone to try to retrieve your car.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we now have a greater system.
It was the bad old days, though. It wasn't the good old days.
We have a greater system now. You can actually call up, and they'll bring it back for a fee. It's called auto return.
You can get your car delivered to you?
Absolutely.
If you got a credit card, and they can take the number and take your cash in advance.
Yes. And they will drag your car back.
I love this town.
Equally as damaged.
Or maybe a little bit more so. You know, speaking of vehicles, and one reason I want to mention that here on 960 The Quake, that we're at the Hotel Vitale, because Monday we have a blood drive. And parked with the signs allowing them to put the Bloodmobile here at 8 Mission Street at the Embarcadero. We will have the Bloodmobile from Blood Centers of the Pacific, and we'll be doing a blood drive. So we really need blood in the Bay Area. Our supply is less than one day's worth.
The shortage is there, and it is upon us, and on Monday there will be. And you can always, once you've been in the Bloodmobile, you can always come inside. And for that, we will supply you with
tea. Apparently we have tea.
Coffee.
There's even the possibility that some author may show up to give you a book.
Robert Mueller will be here.
That's right.
First 10 people who donate blood are going to get copies of his book.
Oh, nice job, Mr. Mayor.
Perfect.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, well, I read the notes.
I guess you've been reading.
While you're around counting on your fingers about roll of a day.
I'm an improv genius. I'm just winging it.
But on a serious note, this blood drive is really important because the shortage is real. And the Bloodmobile will be here from 7 to 11 a.m. On Monday, and it's a good time. Come down and hang out and check out and get some orange juice, get some water, or get some quality coffee. Not a liter of coffee. We've given up on a liter of coffee.
They never delivered another pound, and that one little bit of a liter we had was big.
Well, I think they heard our broadcast, and we talked about how the Alito coffee was worse than,
No, it was just, Paul was right. It was, It was neither good nor bad. It was just,
It was like Alito.
Yeah. Neither good nor
bad. No, right.
No, it wasn't right-wing Nazi. No, it wasn't. Right-wing Nazi coffee. Now, I have a question. We've had the Bloodmobile here twice.
Yes.
First time he was parked on our side of the street.
Yeah.
Second time he was parked across the street. What about this time? Yeah.
It's going to be right out here.
Lobby?
We're in the lobby. Here's the deal, though. If you have thought maybe I should come by sometime at the Hotel Vitale when Will and Willie are doing their show on the Quake, this morning, Monday morning, would be a great time to come by. Because you can also donate blood and get free stuff that will be given away.
Oh, we're giving away swag?
More than the books, yes. We'll have all kinds of things.
After we rifle through the swag bucket.
It's a caps on the case.
Capizola?
Yeah, Mike Capizola is on the case. And I hope this time Bob Agnew can donate blood and not get a parking ticket.
And you can actually see us on the back of a brand new, beautiful Jaguar on the parade on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, on Sunday you're doing the Gay Pride Parade.
Resplendent.
Will and Willie.
And back of some outfits.
How'd you get a Jaguar?
Because he didn't want to ride in the van.
No, he said how, not why.
I mean, you're having trouble, too, this morning with English. I mean, you guys, did you pass the test, Paul? I mean, how did I get a Jaguar?
How did you get the Jaguar?
How did I get everything else?
I don't know. You made a phone call.
I simply asked for it in a most urgent way, in a most persuasive way. And it just seems to happen.
Which you have to promise
although,
have to give up for it.
Well, I withdrew my application for a new job.
That of?
Bill Gates' replacement.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be a great job? I sent my application in.
And for the head of Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Because he's quitting.
And if they don't hire me.
Retirement. So.
Clear discrimination. And I intend to file a lawsuit because the Supreme Court, by a 9-0 vote yesterday, actually upheld greater penalties imposed upon people for discrimination in the worksite and for any harassment in the worksite.
A unanimous decision from this Supreme Court.
9-0.
Amazing, isn't it?
9-0. And it was done on Charles, what's his name? Clarence Thomas's birthday. He's 58. Isn't that scary?
158.
He's only 58.
I know.
Oh.
He's going to be there for another 35 years.
Yes, very easily. Could be there forever. Yeah. I mean, my God. And he does not appear to be getting any wiser as he gets older. Most people get wiser as they get older.
One would hope. Will has his burst of durst in the next segment.
Boys do. 18, judges.
I'm sorry, 18-year-old boys?
Yeah, because you get wiser as you get older. That's why you don't have 18-year-old boys, you know, appointed to be judges.
I sentence you to an entire weekend of Metallica.
I went to a great event last night at the Nico Hotel. It was the event to launch the fundraising efforts for the Glide Memorial Methodist Church, headed by Reverend Cecil Williams.
Mm-hmm.
The first item to be auctioned off in this effort, and it's a worldwide auction. I didn't realize that through the internet. It's, I think, six people having lunch with Warren Buffett.
Ooh.
Last year, it went for $351,000.
Whoa.
The opening bid last night. The opening
Who knows
bid.
The Heimlich maneuver here at the Hotel Vitale?
$351,000 for lunch?
The opening bid last night by somebody was $25,000, and the first bid sets the pace. I was going to bid, but somebody beat me to the opening bid. And that's ended my world.
Yeah, and then you just went, okay, clearly not worth more than that. I'm done.
I asked for the second time. I said, did you say 25 bow? I said, yes. Yeah. You raised your hand, Mr. Brown? I said, yeah, I got to go to the bathroom.
That's why I passed on breakfast cooked by Michael Dukakis. 7:49, we've got the burst of durst in the next segment, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/30/106. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Now, through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the AutoWest banner.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes. Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's 7:53 on this Friday. Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul. And fortunately, it's a quick one. Well, first we had the gay pride parade, then it was the lesbian and gay pride parade. Now it's a lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender pride parade. A title that flows as trippingly off the tongue as a sugar-frosted flake superglued to a rock. Imagine next straights are going to sue for equal representation, and they'll change it to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and people just might confused about that whole tab A in the slot B thing pride parade. Or since it's an election year, maybe the everybody but Pat Robertson, Bill Frist, and Sam Brownback pride parade. But the good news is Dykes on Bikes is back. That primal roar is no more called the women's motorcycle contingent. I mean, come on, how politically correct can you get? Gaining respectability shouldn't always correlate to losing your sense of humor. Otherwise, you're going to doom liberalism to extinction. Being correct isn't enough. You got to have fun, too. Conservatives just want to know one thing. What's in it for me? And liberals always got to make sure nobody's feelings get hurt. I mean, if liberals ran the Olympics, the results of the 100-meter time trials would be weighted equally between how fast you ran the race and a 20-page paper that would explore the theme of man's inhumanity to the slow, or, excuse me, the rapidly challenged. But the hell with that. This weekend, happy whatever pride weekend, people. We'll see you out there on Sunday, and that's your burst of Durst for today.
On the behalf of all left-handers, I thank you.
The rapidly challenged, I love that.
Vertically challenged, follically challenged.
You became, again,
your literary genius displayed itself. Not as well as your arithmetic, but nevertheless.
I should have changed it to World Cup.
Yeah.
Don't mention the World Cup.
I know, it's all during the game yesterday.
Oh. We were getting updates on the air,
and you just didn't want to say anything about it on the air.
2-1.
Uh-huh.
Ghana.
On a suspect foul.
Of all the ingrates.
That's it. No more foreign aid.
No more foreign aid for Ghana.
Well, we're definitely goners in the World Cup.
They're obviously practicing too much.
No more stopping of our tour ships.
Nope.
We're skipping Ghana. And they
Those
obviously
damn Ghanaians.
And we showed a decided rusty edge. We looked more like Roger Clemens.
Hey, we didn't look bad yesterday. I mean, if we could just take that first game back, that Czech game.
Well, how about that goal that was obviously an easy slot and everybody missed it yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad one. And then, of course, the Australians.
Australia, we got to root for the Socceroos.
They didn't know that there was a second
round.
That's
what they're called.
In all the history, they never knew there was a second round.
We won! Yeah, no, you get to play again.
This is a whole new world for them. They never came with more than one shirt for one game.
Like Pat Riley.
That's right, like Pat Riley.
I'm paying attention.
It's unbelievable. But I'm telling you, my cousin, I'm with my cousin. And on Thanksgiving, when he comes,
he better be buying the turkey, man.
You guys are going to really be upset.
That extra $32 million that he's getting.
Can you believe that? How did they give him $40 to begin with? He has no history that would warrant.
He's always coming close. Million.
Well, 50, isn't it? Because it was a 5-year contract and he had 4 years left.
But if you get chased out of Detroit, you ought to be in Canada next, not in the USA.
Didn't he win with Detroit?
He did.
Yeah. And he won with Kansas?
They won in spite of him. And they said when he got to New York, he was an agitator, an instigator. I mean, they said he couldn't go into the clubhouse without a bodyguard because they was not sure of his safety. Can you imagine you can't go in your own locker room without Big Al?
There was a club owner one time, a comedy club owner, and he was a manager, and the club owners were kind of semi-mob, and this was in the Phoenix area, and he wasn't allowed to go into the kitchen. He brought his own drink with him.
he had like a little cooler thing, you know, one of those little... And, so he would get his own... The comics would go into the kitchen, hi, how you doing? We'd say hi to the staff. He wasn't allowed in there.
That's hysterical. Willie
Even
Brown.
He was the manager.
Yeah. he ran the comedy club.
Will Durst, keeping it real here on 960 The Quake. In our next segment, we'll welcome Michael Isikoff, senior investigative reporter of Newsweek. We'll talk about Abramoff, the latest news in that, and also what's going on in the Senate. Keeping it real with Will and Willie here at Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/30/106. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The U.S. Attorney General describes how an alleged terrorist cell has been broken up. Correspondent Dick Giuliano reports live from Washington that 7 people are under arrest in the case.
Jim, Attorney General Gonzalez says 7 men in Miami are accused of plotting terrorism against the United States.
The indictment charges 4 counts: conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization, namely Al-Qaeda.
The individuals were dealing with a federal agent posing as an Al-Qaeda operative. The FBI describes the terror plot against government buildings and the Sears Tower in Chicago as more aspirational than operational. And the attorney general says while it's difficult to gauge the danger of the group, Gonzalez says no weapons were found and the individuals posed no immediate threat. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
A San Francisco federal judge is scheduled to hear a challenge today. The Bush administration's domestic spying program, a group called the Electronic Frontier Foundation, is suing AT&T for its alleged involvement in the program. The government wants the suit dismissed because it says the whole thing could reveal state secrets and weaken the war on terror. Baghdad has extended the curfew to keep people off the streets overnight. Correspondent Arwa Damon tells us there was a 30-minute gun battle today in Baghdad between Iraqi police, Shiite militia, and other gunmen.
Iraqis living in central Baghdad this morning woke up to gunfire, smoke rising, and helicopters flying overhead. This all happened on Iraq's Haifa Street, Baghdad's Haifa Street, at about 10 o'clock in the morning.
No casualties reported, though. Authorities in Reno, Nevada say a man wanted for questioning in a courthouse shooting has been arrested in Mexico.
Darren Roy Mack, who has been sought in the murder of his estranged wife, Charlene, for the sniper shooting of Reno Family Court Judge Charles Weller on June 12, was apprehended in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
The same day Mack's estranged wife was found dead, a judge was shot in his courthouse office. Mack is a suspect in that wounding, although he has not been charged in the shooting. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960.
The Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty S'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. And I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt. And today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt. And with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Here's a quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
4 minutes now past 8 o'clock. This report brought to you by Smythe European. Metering lights are on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Your approach is going to be a bit slow. Slow and go from the middle of the parking lot all the way across the span of Fremont Folsom Street in San Francisco. Stop and go. Brake lights. Highway 237 westbound between 880 and the Great America Parkway. Affecting traffic out there. A slow ride out in Milpitas for your Friday. Also, Richmond westbound 80 between McDonald Avenue and University Avenue in Berkeley. You're going to find it sluggish at this hour as well, but it looks like people are starting to take advantage of the free rides on BART and Muni and the other transit agencies today. It is another spare the air day. Smythe European, known as the Mercedes-Benz people. Why? Because, like the cars they sell, Smythe European's people deliver beyond your expectations. Smythe European, the Mercedes-Benz people. Check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. I'm Andy Jordan. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
And a at 8:05. We're live here at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, where you can drop by and be part of our studio audience any day of the week from 7 to 10 and Monday morning from 7 to 11. We're going to have the Bloodmobile here. A great day to give a pint of blood and get some great swag, including copies of Dr. Robert Mueller's book, Most of All, They Taught Me Happiness, the first 10 people give blood. On Monday, we'll get that, and we'll have a lot of other things, too. And juice and coffee and relax after you give blood. We're air-conditioned in this lobby, too. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Willie Brown, Will Durst, Mike Isikoff from Newsweek's going to join us momentarily. We have big local news about Mayor Gonzalez, too, don't we?
Yes, one of the most promising careers in politics in Northern California. A man who was consistently listed as an influential Latino in America, maybe one of the most, spoke to the Democratic National Convention when it was in Los Angeles, a real rising star, was indicted yesterday on multiple counts, felonies, as a result of a garbage contract, which apparently was moved through the city operations, resulting in about $11 million being given to the garbage company for an increase in rates apparently paid by the city.
And the city
this
okayed
is a two-year,
it.
Yeah.
Even though they found out that there was a stipulation that they didn't know about that was going to be an extra $11.5 million, which would have meant that they weren't the low bid. They were given it because of this, but then there was this little addendum added to the contract.
And this is a two-year-old matter. It's been around for a long time. You recall that the mayor was censored by his fellow city council members more than a year ago, and frankly everybody thought the matter was done, that it was over with that censorship, but the grand jury has now stepped in and added another person to it, and I think we'll have more to say about this as it unfolds because we don't know the details.
And we have Mike Isikoff, senior investigative reporter of Newsweek magazine, joining us from Washington, D.C. on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, as he usually does on a Friday on 960 The Quake. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, guys.
Hello,
hey.
Michael. Willie Brown here.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Very busy times.
Quite a debate yesterday on the Iraqi war.
Right. Well, look, didn't you just love this press conference that the Santorum and Hoekstra, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has to announce the report on weapons of mass destruction? We found the weapons of mass destruction, and then it turns out to be the stuff left over from the Persian Gulf War in 1991.
Stuff
right before that, it was like the Iraq-Iran War.
it was stuff we let him have after 91.
He said, "Oh, that stuff, it doesn't work.
It just is amazing." That people are still trying to sort of, you know, put a good face on all this stuff. I mean, but actually, you know what's amazing? Hoekstra, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
Right.
Now you'd think.
Another oxymoron.
Yeah, right. You'd think there'd be somebody in that position would, you know, I don't want to play words with the, you know, word intelligence there, but
some staff person should have said, "Hey, boss."
yeah. We don't really want to go here. Yeah. You know what's interesting is that the administration, you know, is like dumping all over this. They don't want to get caught in this debate because it just reminds people of how wrong they were.
Yes.
Right. You know, do they really want to go down this road and try to, you know, put a good face on all the lousy intelligence they championed and promoted and exaggerated and used to, you know, get the Congress to vote for the war resolution in October 2002? Of course not. Just reminds people of how the country was misled.
And Santorum is running for re-election. He's in a tough case, a tough fight against Casey.
Right.
This has got to be a little hurtful in his operation.
Well, you'd think, but I guess the guy's desperate. Look, I mean, yeah, if the Democrats have any chance in this fall, I mean, Santorum ought to be a goner. I mean, he would be the most vulnerable Republican you can you can look at you know, at the landscape. So, I mean, I think the Democrats have to assume he's going down if they have any chance of getting anywhere.
What is your view as to how six Democrats sided with the Republicans on a final resolution that a majority of the Democrats voted for on the war in Iraq?
Well, look, it just shows the conflicted nature of the Democrats have had all along on this. You know, that there's never been a unified Democratic position. There's never been sort of a clearly articulated policy. And this, you know, this has been the best friend for the biggest advantage the Bush administration has had, is that, you know, absent a clearly defined alternative from the Democratic Party.
Don't you think that it also gives the Democrats a little bit of momentum in that they've drawn a line in the massive weapons of mass destruction free sand, pretty much to say that the Democrats are for bringing the boys home, the Republicans are for keeping them there? Don't you think that it makes it pretty obvious to every voter in America that this is where everybody stands?
But I thought the question was, what about the Democrats that voted with the Republicans on this?
Yes, right. But those six Democrats, I mean, Mary Landrieu from Louisiana,
sure,
not a real Democrat, the same way that Lincoln Chafee, who's the only Republican who switched, not a real Republican.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and of course, you know, what's going to be really interesting to watch is Lieberman and that Senate, you know, that primary race he's got, because, I mean, he would probably be the most emblematic example of Democrat who's been hawkish on this and has supported the administration, and he's in a really tough primary fight, and I think that's going to define a lot about whether the Democrats are going to be in one camp or the other, right? But, you know, you still have the Democrats' leading presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, who has yet to say what so many others have said: I made a mistake in supporting this war. She's still not, and whether she'll ever get there is, you know, I don't think she ever will. I don't think she's capable of ever saying, I made a mistake about anything, right? So, and she's the presumptive standard bearer for the party, or at least she's the, you know, leading candidate right now, and everybody thinks she's the 800-pound gorilla for to be the Democratic candidate in 08. So, you know, how do you navigate that, to say that the Democratic Party stands for something else when it's, you know, the presumptive party leader at the moment doesn't?
And that's Michael Isikoff of Newsweek, a man who comes to us every Friday and brings us views and wisdom from the great Washington, D.C. Let's talk for a minute about the 13 Democrats who went with the Kerry effort. They were primarily Kerry, Boxer, and Feingold.
Right.
How about the other 10? Who were they, basically, if you know?
Who were the others? I don't.
it would be interesting to wonder how only 10, and what would be the reasons why the 10. I would assume that somewhere in that 10 would be the making of somebody who might be a candidate for the nomination.
Well, Feingold, I think, is the right now looks like the anti
Anti-Hillary.
Well, the anti-Hillary, who can say I was against this from the get-go. I've consistently opposed this, and I think that's the Kerry is, of course, conflicted by the fact that he didn't. I mean, he's saying I made a mistake, but of course he did vote for it in October 02. So there's the, you know, he's got the original sin there, if you will. I think in order for somebody to really gain traction on this, I don't know. Maybe, you know, look, Murtha has been pretty forceful. I mean, he's not running for president, of course. But I think you can run as an anti-war candidate if you sort of fess up and say, I was wrong, I made a mistake, I was misled, but I have to take some responsibility here myself. I can't sort of point it off. I think if you strictly, use the misled line, you're setting yourself up for, well, why didn't you read closely the dissents in the NIE? Why didn't you listen to people who were warning about this? You just can't simply say I was misled. So that leaves you with either people who are willing to say I made a mistake, or purists who voted against the war from the beginning and saying I always thought this was a bad thing.
And again, the voice of Mike Isikoff from Newsweek. Did you notice that Mr. Reed, as it's being reported, Ralph Reed, received $5.3 million his participation in the Man in the Hats operation in Washington?
The Man in the Hats operation.
And the Norquist. I was looking at that report this morning, actually, and it's a pretty devastating report just about the sort of just pure greed that the Abramoff, the entire Abramoff episode exemplifies. And to see Reed and Grover Norquist, implicated in that is, we've known that they were implicated. What's new here is the, some of the delicious details. Actually, the thing that was most leapt out at me was Binet, who now I think is sort of teed up for indictment. I think they were waiting for the Safavian conviction that finally came down this week. I thought it took longer than I thought it was going to take, but he's convicted. The prime witness against him was Neil Volz, who was Ney's chief of staff. Now that that's done, I think Ney is teed up for indictment. And in the report yesterday, the one new thing we learned is that he was interviewed by the Senate committee staff about the help he provided for one of these Tigwa tribes, and says, of course, he denied that he ever met with the tribe, denied that he ever did anything for them. And then the committee report just gives this abundance of evidence about Abramoff bringing the Indian tribe in, and Ney, right after the Scotland trip, doing what he can to help them. And the response, which I love from his press secretary, was, well, of course, when Congressman Ney gave those answers to the Senate investigators, he wasn't under oath. Well, he really had to tell the truth, and then of course the response
that's a great
then it
defense.
Was well, he was reminded that it is a federal crime to give a false statement to a
just ask
Congress,
Martha Stewart,
so.
Yeah,
and especially for a member of Congress to say, well, it's okay for me to lie to a congressional committee.
I was joking. Mike Isikoff from
right.
Newsweek magazine is always great to
irony.
Have
yeah.
Always great to have you join us, Mike Isikoff.
Okay, anytime, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too.
And in this next hour, we have a new restaurant that's opening in town, and we'll be talking to the owner of Joe DiMaggio's Italian Chop House. Plus, Congressman George Miller will be our guest, Michelle from Clear Channel, and a whole lot more. Keep it real with Will and Willie, 818 on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence.
After only a few sessions with her Learning RX trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class. Learning RX is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning RX's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Streaming online at quakeradio.com, on the air at 960 AM. Wherever you go, we are there. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Live from San Francisco, where the flowers in our hair never fade. It's 8:22 on this Friday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And good morning to you. Welcome here on this beautiful Friday. That is a spare the air day, although our friend the fog, the morning low clouds, have moved in, and it's a lot cooler in San Francisco today. Still today, you can ride for free. The Air District, MTC, buses, ferries, and BART are offering free commute rides all day in our second Spare the Air Day in a row. And so you can drive less, bike, walk, and you can visit 511.org to plan.
And there's somebody else on the fourth mic. Who is it?
We have a guest today who has just opened a brand new restaurant. And Willie Brown, you took a walk through. Will Durst, you couldn't make it last night, and you missed out because we had a fabulous meal. And it's Jeff Dudum, Dudum Sports and Entertainment, DSE. And you open Joe DiMaggio's. I love the fact you were able to get the name, and it's a great story. Joe DiMaggio's Italian Chop House. And that's in North Beach at the corner of Stockton and Union.
Welcome to 601.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful location for a beautiful man.
And tell us about the restaurant.
Well, we opened last night for a little test dinner, and you came in, and we had a great time getting in there and living the space where Joe played out in that little park out in Washington Square. It's been a wonderful place to build it, and we have this wonderful array of pictures and great feeling of blues, and some, you know, all the rooms are named with different types of images and things of his life.
What are the rooms?
We have a Beach Street room, which Joe DiMaggio was lived on Beach Street. We have the North Beach room, which is our main dining room. Willie, remember, with the blue booths. We have the Marilyn Monroe room.
Hello.
Hello.
Is she there?
She was standing on one of the desserts. a cocoa version of her.
And we have the Tony Bennett room. The Tony Bennett room was there before, but we definitely have a lot of life of Tony Bennett and Joe DiMaggio in history, so we kept that room intact. And
they were buddies?
They hung out.
No kidding.
When we had the opportunity to go through Joe DiMaggio's belongings and things to pull things for the restaurant, there's a lot of Tony Bennett and Joe DiMaggio letters and different things. It was interesting.
How did you get the right to use the name?
Well, what happened was we have a couple restaurants in the East Bay, Willie McCovey's restaurant and Bing Crosby's, and the family actually patronized and came in the restaurant and became friends. And they loved what they saw and asked me one day, is this an opportunity that you'd be interested in, you know, it was something we'd love to do and be part of Joe DiMaggio, one of the biggest greats of all time.
And you chose a spot directly across from the park where he played baseball.
There, and then he got married at that church in the 40s.
And you have photographs of all of the various periods of his life in San Francisco, including Seal Stadium?
Absolutely. Starting at the age of 2, out on Fisherman's Wharf with his father, Giuseppe, who was a fisherman. And DiMaggio's was a restaurant out on North Beach, or on the Fisherman's Wharf, originally. So
that was a DiMaggio's restaurant.
That was Joe's.
Right.
Yeah, and he opened that one. And
he used to hang out there, too.
All the time. Yeah. All the time.
And have you moved any of that into your facility?
We took some pieces, you know, pictures and images that Joe's sitting around tables and different things, and brought that as much as we could of the feel of that restaurant into North Beach.
When does the restaurant officially open, or is it already open?
No, we'll be opening Monday. We're going to be taking reservations at 415-421-JOE-D.
421 Joe D?
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. That voice that you hear is Jeff Dudem. He's the president and CEO of DSE, which has opened a new restaurant here in town, Joe DiMaggio's Italian Chop House. They also run Bing Crosby's and Willie McCovey's in Walnut Creek. Where's Crosby's?
Oh, it's in Broadway Plaza in Walnut Creek, right downtown. And McCovey's is just a block away from there as well.
Now, one of the personalities on your brochure here is Carlos Santana. What's the deal?
Well, we've been blessed with Carlos. Is a wonderful man and a true legend. And through his family, we met each other and we showed him what we do. And he liked what we did and we started talking. And time went on and we decided that we're going to do a restaurant together in Las Vegas. So that's what we're working on.
Oh,
well.
What property?
Well, there's three that we're working on right now on the Strip.
That you're talking to?
And Carlos and Deborah are very involved and, you know, been part of every step we
Man, you're going to run out of Bay Area personalities. When are you going to get down to Will Durst's? Will Durst's Sub Shop.
After Willie Sunset. Brown.
Yeah. Well, the Willie Brown, I mean, what would that be? That would be, it'd be some sort of French restaurant or no, Texas barbecue.
How about Willie Brown's Showgirls?
I don't know if they're going to get into that kind of entertainment.
It's been wonderful working
with these
legends.
It's a place to dine. Oh, yeah, man. You get to meet all the legends and the family and all that history.
Yeah. Yeah, his granddaughters were there last night, Joe DiMaggio's granddaughters. Now, Joe DiMaggio's Chop House, it's at the corner of Union and Stockton in North Beach, right by Washington Square Park.
It's the old Fior d'Italia.
But you completely blew out the windows. There was so much more light in that place than there was back in the old days.
Yeah, we just basically took the space. We had architectural light here in San Francisco and Beth Santos, our designers, really went in there and just took every angle and how we could incorporate and bring the beauty of outside into the restaurant with the church and the park and all the traffic that's out there that's beautiful. And last night it was the first night that the church was lit up and I had time to really look at it from the dining room. And it glowed and there was a lot of conversation between the outside and the inside of the restaurant. The beauty just... It was perfect.
Are any dining on the streets in this restaurant?
Yes, there's going to be dining on the streets. The tables will be going out on Monday.
I hate that.
You don't like dining?
No. I mean, that's great in Paris when you're on the river, you know, you're on the left bank, you're on the Seine River, but you got
the
buses
Chance.
And diesels running by and these bicycle messengers hocking loogies in your food and people smoking on the...
Yeah.
See, that's my point exactly.
I had such a wonderful meal last night.
I thought we were inside, weren't you?
If I sat
were
on the sidewalk,
inside?
I would have still had a
were
wonderful meal.
Were you inside?
Meal. Yes, I was.
Okay, then.
Okay.
I thought we had already had the burst of Durst. Two shots on the same day? You have no shame.
All right, maybe would people be able to smoke cigarettes at those cafe tables outside?
Where there's not food being served, yes.
And what time do you serve food?
We serve. We open up at 3 o'clock.
So it's just dinner, no lunches?
Exactly. Just lunches to start out. We open at 3 o'clock. We stay open until 10:30, Sunday through Wednesday. And then as late as we can possibly, when the people are enjoying themselves, we'll close it down. But we'll have to be closed by 2
Of course, for liquor, but you'd be the kitchen will be open until like a limited menu.
12:30
Oh, really?
12:30 Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah.
Excellent.
It's beautiful down there in North Beach. We're really enjoying it.
And you have to see this restaurant. I took a tour of the restaurant a couple of days ago while some of the workers were still there.
And food?
It's a work of art.
Did you get any food?
No, no, no. But I did go in the kitchen. I got offered a job.
They wanted to see your green card.
I was probably the only guy in there that you assume was legal.
Can you stick around?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Jeff Dudum from Joe DiMaggio's Chop House, 601 Union in San Francisco.
And right now, we'll take a look at the news, weather, and traffic. Sitting in for John Scott, it's Andy Jordan on 960 The Quake.
It is 8:30. This report is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. We head to the Crown 4 Traffic Center, Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Here's what we're looking at. Stop-and-go traffic out in Milpitas. Highway 237 westbound between 880 and the Great America Parkway. You're going to find it very slow. Lots of brake lights at this hour. Metering lights are still on as you try to head into San Francisco for work today. Slow traffic across the span into the city. But overall, looks like people are taking advantage of Spare the Air Day. One thing to keep in mind, a hit-and-run accident northbound 680. It's an old boulevard out in Pleasanton. It is in the center divider. Heavy traffic out there. All BART trains are on time for oil changes and routine maintenance, including serpentine belts and fuel filters, air filters, and even wiper blades. Nobody does it like Jiffy Lube. Here's what's going on right now on 960 The Quake. Just getting word, the White House has Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta is resigning from President Bush's cabinet. We'll have more on that coming up. A lawsuit challenging the Bush administration's domestic spying program goes to court here in San Francisco today. The Justice Department says the case should be dismissed because it could reveal state secrets and jeopardize the war on terror. The nation's EFF is suing AT&T and accusing it of conspiring with the NSA to eavesdrop on average Americans. Magic Mountain in Valencia and Water World in Concord. Six Flags are among the six theme parks that Six Flags might be closing. The revelation among several made overnight that sent shares plunging 19% for Six Flags. The company blames lower attendance and rising costs at its 30 theme parks. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says seven terror suspects were nabbed in Miami before they could advance their deadly plot beyond the planning stage. The men were indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of conspiring with Al-Qaeda to attack the U.S. They were arrested yesterday. Meanwhile, managers at Chicago's Sears Tower say they've been told by law officials that there's never been a sign of a credible terrorism threat against the skyscraper. Quake weather, mostly sunny today, but cooler than it was that scorcher yesterday. Some areas of fog, mainly keeping it cool in San Francisco. Highs only about 73, 74, but still could see triple digits inland. Some parts of the East Bay, the valleys there. There is still a heat advisory until 11 o'clock tonight for the East Bay interior valleys. I'm Andy Jordan. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm in. I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi.
And you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
In March 2004, one National Guard unit arrived in Iraq carrying digital video cameras.
This is Sergeant Stephen Pink.
Specialist Michael Moriarty.
Do I really want to go? Probably not.
The result is the movie, The War Tapes. It's showing this Monday night at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. You can call in and win your place on the guest list all this weekend. More info at QuakeRadio.com.
It will be a better country in 20 years because we were there. I hope.
960 The Quake. From the Mission to the Sunset, 49 square miles of fascinating people and compelling politics. This is where it happens. 960 The Quake.
8:38 on this Friday. We're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and our guest, Jeff Dudum of Dudum Sports and Entertainment. They just opened a new restaurant, and the first shakedown cruise of the kitchen was last night, and the whole staff, which did very admirably, by the way.
They were great.
Yes, Joe DiMaggio's Italian Chop House in North Beach, right off Washington Square Park. It's 601 Union at Stockton, and a beautiful location, a great tribute to the man, Joe DiMaggio, and a beautiful job of your restaurateur expertise, having the Bing Crosby restaurant and Willie McCovey, and you're opening a Carlos Santana restaurant.
In a center court as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, how did the people of North Beach welcome you? Because, you know, that's kind of a closed community. You know, that's like a family. You got to fit in. You got to almost be invited into North Beach.
It's been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed getting in there. Our management has embraced all the, you know, area around there and introduced ourselves. And I'm telling you, it's very welcoming. Being raised in the East Bay, living in Walnut Creek my whole life pretty much, coming out to North Beach has been a lot of fun. You got Frankie with the deli across the street. You got the coffee shop up the street. Everyone's getting along. You got the Gorin hat shop down the street. Everyone's like a family down there, and they've been very welcoming. And we had an open house at the North Beach Fair and walked about 5,000 people through from North Beach before, you know, just showed them the kitchen before the pictures were hung. And, you know, this is we're bringing Joe home. And it's been very a lot of fun.
When your bar is quite a place, right in the center of the restaurant, so to speak. But you know, one thing North Beach restaurants don't have is a lot of entertainment. Would you consider some kind of live entertainment?
When you were there the other day, I don't think the piano was in yet. The piano was put in yesterday, tuned, and playing last night. We have a piano playing 7 days a week with a guest singer.
From what time to what time?
We'll be going from 7:30 till close. So.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of fun that we have that out at Bing's, and people really appreciate it.
And it'll be going tonight?
The piano will be going tonight. Paul Roth. Yeah.
You're going to stop by?
I'm going to stop by for a drink, of course.
Damn straight.
Are you kidding me?
Now, Bing Crosby's, did you get to meet any of the family in that one? How did you get involved with the Crosby family?
Well, my brother Rick married Sandy, and Sandy's been very close with Catherine for a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
So after we opened up McCubby's, Rick and Sandy came to me and said, what about Bing Crosby? And, wow, what a research project for that night. And I came out with saying, this is an American icon. If people really only knew the complete story of Bing and all things he did for the world. The first celebrity golf tournament, just more hits than the Beatles and Elvis combined. I mean, it's amazing. But Catherine, we went over to Catherine's house in Hillsboro, you know, walked me through 44,000 square feet of going through his records, his life, and just, you know, Catherine, this is his favorite shotgun here. You know, just here's the Oscar here from Going My Way from 1941, and it was just... You know, and then when we built it, it's, you know, Mr. Agnew, he comes in and enjoys it. It's a lot of fun.
What about the food? How do you match the food to the ambiance and the theme of the restaurant?
Well,
and what will the food be in San Francisco?
Well, that's going to be an Italian chop house, so we're going to have all the steaks that come with the potatoes and the vegetables on the plate already. And then, you know, Frank Palmer...
Just as if you were at La Rumpa in Rome.
Exactly. Frank Palmer... and Alan Vitti and Michael Bussinger, three talented chefs that you met the other day, Willie, they've just took all the classics and just reworked them in different ways. And you know, Joe's family's from Sicily, so we threw a little Sicilian touch on it. And
you do a Sicilian steak?
We do. We have one marinated.
Ah.
As well.
And but it's not one of these steakhouses where you get to spend $8 to buy the asparagus or the cream spinach on the side. Or it comes... Because that's what drives me
nuts. It's been enhanced with steroids.
Yeah, because you get enough to feed eight. You know, so if you're alone, you're trying to eat alone, yeah, I'll take the spinach and I'll just take the rest of it, you know, and I'll feed the Niners with it.
Every steak in any of my restaurants will come with the vegetables and starches on it, because who likes to order something separate after you spend $40? So that's a little irritating, I thought. But Bing Crosby's, it's California Country Club cuisine, so they marry all the great the Waldorf salad and the throwbacks and McCovey's is
hot dogs.
McCovey's is burgers, ribs, salmon. We call it a menu as American as baseball. That's the little.
And Santana? What are you gonna do with Santana?
We're working on that. Yeah. I know our chefs and Carlos.
Refried beans.
We're gonna do a menu that links the Latin America to a bridge to San Francisco. You know, we came up with the Chipino with a real spicy sauces and going back to the roots of Latin American cuisine, and Carlos just stood up and said, I would love this, and we're all looking at each other going, okay.
What about the Willie L. Brown Jr. Restaurant?
Well,
what kind of food?
Well, usually crow.
Crow is on the menu.
That would be we'll have breakfast after the show. There'll be a lot of eating of that.
Yes. It's all just part of the deal, guys. What are you talking about?
Jeff Dudum of DiMaggio's Italian Chop House, a new restaurant here in San Francisco, our guest on 960 The Quake this morning. And you're going to stick around and ask the what would Willie do question. Well, last night we were talking about that. But the pictures on the walls are just fascinating.
They really are. It's amazing because when we went into Joe's belongings and things that were out in the East Bay, Roger walked me through there and we started pulling out all the different, you know, his car keys, his suits, everything. And, you know, finding these pictures that no one has ever seen before were just absolutely amazing.
So you have stuff that's original. I mean, it's not the things that we've seen. You know, the photos of him. You know, the constant ones that you see in the papers or in all the books about him.
You will probably notice three pictures out of the whole entire restaurant that you've seen out of maybe about 120.
And Marilyn?
There's some pictures, and there's actually one that she signed, and we blew it up saying "I love you, Joe." So.
And that's right in the center of the police. Tell me about the
storybook romance.
The business of the pictures on both sides of the.
Oh yeah. Basically, we Beth Santos and Architectural Light came up with a great idea of taking an image and putting it in between two pieces of glass where you could see it from both sides. And so if you're in the dining room, you could see through into the bar through the archways and also get the same image in the bar going the opposite way and not lose that conversation between the dining room and the bar.
But still have a minor separation.
Exactly.
A separation sufficient enough so it, I suspect, it keeps the noise down.
Exactly.
Which is a challenge for all restaurateurs.
All right, now one question. Joe DiMaggio's, Joe D's Italian Chop House, which is probably how it's going to be known around the city. Okay, going to Joe D's. You get a burger?
If you want a burger, we'll make you a burger.
Because steakhouses have the best burgers. Because they grind their own meat, and they're using really good meat. They charge a pretty penny for it, but they have great burgers.
Our burger out in the East Bay, from McCovey's being the Grand Slam, or the Bing Burger. The Bing Burger actually won a bunch of awards out in the East Bay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we do a good burger.
So I've been to McCovey's. I've never been to Bing's.
Yeah, you'll love it. You'll love it. It's been a lot of fun doing all these.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're sticking around, right? You're going to ask the What Would Willie Do question.
We conspired last night. Jeff Dudum is going to ask the What Would Willie Do question in our next segment. And Representative George Miller, one of our congressmen in California, is going to join us talking about minimum wage and other issues that are in front of Congress in the next hour. And Michelle from Queer Channel will be here, too, because we do have our Pride weekend happening. 8:47, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Well, thank goodness it's Friday. Are you going to limp through another weekend tired, drained, and dreading the week to come? Not me. I feel great. I love my nature, B, because, you know, when I wake up in the morning, it's not sloggy for the first half an hour, even if I don't have my coffee. I'm awake, man. Now, here's Mike Buck to tell us more about Nature Bee. Mike?
Good morning, Will, and happy Friday, everybody. Yeah, that's right. No more sloggy. Nature Bee's the helping hand you need. All natural vegetable food in a capsule, but it's got, check this out, all the essential elements so that you have a healthy mind and body.
Now, you can visit health food stores and pharmacies and end up pretty confused about all those different bottles of supplements. Why should we buy Nature Bee instead of all those other products?
Well, I'll tell you why. Nature Bee works, number one, and then number two, it's got the A to Z of vitamins, all the minerals, everything you need, perfectly balanced, not made from chemicals in a lab by guys in little white coats, made by Mama Nature. Way more than just a multivitamin. Two capsules a day, that's what you take. We guarantee your satisfaction. What other company give you a money-back guarantee? Nobody.
Well, what's the best deal you can cut for us to get healthy with Nature Bee?
Okay, check it out. Right now, you get a big six-month supply of Nature Bee for just $99 with a small delivery fee. They're throwing in the sizzling summer pack all the way from New Zealand. That's a big bottle of special high-protection sunscreen. It's worth $30. That's free. Small delivery fee right to your door all the way from New Zealand. The way to do it, make a toll-free phone call. Do it now, 866-834-8355. A little too fast? How about this one? 1-866-834-8355.
Sounds great, Mike Buck. You guys have it now. Get with me. Get with Nature Bee. Call now, 1-866-834-8355, or go online to naturebee.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live life.
like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
WWWD, what would Willie do on 960 The Quake?
Sometimes I'm right.
We ask a question of the mayor, usually right out of the news, but today Jeff Dudum is here. He just is opening a restaurant. And so as an everyday person, you get to ask as a guest the question of Willie Brown.
Well, just opening a restaurant, going through all the different legal ramifications and permits and different things. Willie, if you had to get a restaurant open and you were faced with... an array of permits that you had to get through, health and fire and police, what would you do?
I would hire the most talented navigator in existence, indigenous to the area and the location and the site that I am attempting to open a restaurant in. In spite of all of the stated rules and regulations, the system of government still responds more often than not to relationships, and relationships come from previous experience, previous exposure, and previous contact. Some would say that those friendships can sometimes corrupt the judgment and create some form of favoritism, but as a practical businessman, I would look for the person who could call by name the fire marshal. Hey, Chuck, how are you? I would look for the person who could say, well, I understand that this is your beat. You have the law enforcement responsibilities in this area. I would look for the person who could talk to the individuals who manage the planning department that will be doing the inspecting of all the things that I'm doing because of the enormous cost of construction. And any form of delay translates into additional dollars not previously considered in the budgeting process around the capital costs for a new facility. I would simply make sure that I had the best navigators, and whatever amount of money I spent with them would be money saved on the back end, because there is no question any delay beyond the projected opening date for my restaurant translates into huge dollars, because I will have had to staffed up. I would have had to done the training. I would have had to acquire all of the folk, and I need the shakeout time on my schedule to get to my real revenue time. Any delay in that simply doubles my daily costs before I get to the shakeout time and before I get to the revenue time. So in other words, I'd find me the coolest dude around and hang in there with him to the bitter end.
Well, did you have any of those problems? Did you see any of those problems that he's talking about?
Well, we were very blessed with having the right man, Rick Dudum, my brother, do all those great things and get in to meet everybody through the Salesian Boys and Girls Club and different people that took us around and introduced us. We had, well, my brother was engineering that, but there was always going to be some snags that come up, but you just take all the right approaches.
But the Dudum family is not a strange family to San Francisco.
I don't know. It looks like
pretty
strange.
The Dudum family had a restaurant down on Front Street. There was a restaurant on Front Street that some of your relatives were connected with, right across from Harrington's Bar.
Exactly.
Some years ago. And so from a standpoint of law enforcement, the name Dudum is already on the agenda. And there's already some credibility associated with it. And then you also had the advantage in your particular restaurant. You had the advantage in your restaurant because our police department lives all over the Bay Area. So they frequent McCovey's. They frequent Bing's as police officers, in particular the more senior officers who can afford that incredibly expensive real estate out there in Walnut Creek. And as a result of that, with that reputation, you have an advantage. But if you were Willie Brown, you'd have to get a fixer.
How do you find a fixer?
Well, you call me for open doors.
Facing you right now, Will Durst, is Willie Brown, and he may be the kind of person with that photographic memory.
Yeah, you just got this photographic memory, man.
It's debris. Well,
is it?
It's totally complete debris. I was ahead of Google a long time ago.
Yeah,
you can press a button and I can give you back stuff you didn't know existed. Mm-hmm. Nor did I.
I bet people came to you with phone calls. Willie, what's the name of that guy? And boom, boom, boom.
Oh, they do that all the time. They do that now. Do you remember? Do you? You know, and sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work, particularly those ex-girlfriends. Man.
I know. It oils like my
not ex-girlfriends. But, Willie Brown, you have a funny take on people who rely on the computers to find phone numbers that they can't actually think.
It's a real tragedy. It's a real tragedy. In my own office, I am livid over my staff. I'll call up and say, just to test them, because, you know, I get the numbers. Say, give me X's number. And she'll say, just a minute. So what are you doing? Just look at the Rolodex. Well, I have to. It's moving slower this morning. Give me the Rolodex, the hard copy. Flip in the. Just roll it. That's why it's the Rolodex. That's why it's there. Just go to. And no memory at all. I can say, get me Will Durst. Where do I find Will Durst? Will Durst is the comic. You know, Will Durst is the guy I work with. Will Durst is on top of the cab. And not that they don't know who you are.
Well, they can't do math either.
Not only that, needs, this email calculator. Stuff. I am. Nothing riles me more than all these emails. Every time you look, somebody is sending an email. You know how many people get indicted for information contained in emails? The ultimate email ought to be announcing somebody's death. Beyond that, don't send me no email.
No hard copies.
No.
There you go. Now you know.
That's just all part of the deal. But yes,
you're going to end up like Gene
today.
Hackman in the conversation, walking around Union Square. Remember that Gene Hackman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was taping everybody from far away.
Yeah, and that was a Francis Ford Coppola movie. One of the very first. And if you remember, in conversations, a guy came down the chimney. You remember that movie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so many years ago.
And then so Gene Hackman became
had to be in the 60s, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And Gene Hackman was standing right next to me in 1989 on October 18th when the quake hit. Standing right next to me in the shoe department at Wilkes-Barre. And things start shaking.
Speaking
and
of shoes.
They said, hey, there's a quake. And he said, I want my shoes. I want to buy my shoes.
We all admired your shoes yesterday, and we have Michelle from Queer Channel in our next segment after we look at what's going on in the world. Representative George Miller joins us in the next hour. Keep it real with Will and Willie.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living,